Now, it's time to delve into Naked Astronomy's postbag, and Chloe has got in touch. She sent an email to astronomy@thenakedscientist.com to ask whether there were any astronomical sightings that can be made during the day. I put the question to Kirsten Goschalk from the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research in Western Australia.
Oh, heaps, Chloe. Great question. I have to say, there's so many you can do. You don't even need a telescope. Obvious ones, of course, are you can see the sun and you can see the moon. They're both astronomical objects. And in fact, astronomers still study the sun in great detail all the time because there's still heaps we don't know about it. So they're the obvious ones. I guess a little less obvious is you can actually see Venus at points during the day with the naked eye. And then if you manage to get a telescope that's not super powerful and you use it very carefully, I mean, I'm going to point out here, please do not point a telescope towards the sun. If you have the opportunity, only do it if you have a special filter. But if you do have a telescope, you can look at Venus and you can see it as a crescent in the day sky, which is really cool. You can also see some of the brighter planets like Jupiter and Mercury and Mars. Some of the bright stars like Sirius and Betelgeuse. Really, there's heaps you can see out there, and I'd recommend that your best option is to go and get a program that's free like Stellarium and have a look at it during the day and see where things are, because you can set Stellarium to show you daytime and then see where things are, and then you can go out and see if you can see them.
So what sort of equipment would you need to see, for example, Venus during the day?
You'd probably be able to see it with a good set of binoculars even. You can see Venus during twilight and early morning as it's getting a bit darker or as it's going from night into day quite clearly with the naked eye. But if you want to see the crescent shape of it, then a pair of binoculars would do you best, I'd say.
And I guess if you've got a go-to telescope that can find things automatically, then that's going to be a great help because it will find the object for you even if you can't see it with the naked eye.
Exactly right. And then you've got heaps on offer, because if you've got a go-to telescope that's maybe 8 inches or 10 inches, you're going to be able to see quite a few stars and objects out there, even when it's daytime, as long as they're away from the sun.
I guess that's a very important point to make, because obviously pointing binoculars at the sun is a very bad idea.
Extremely bad idea. Telescopes, if they don't have filters, you'll burn your eye, binoculars the same. But not just that, if say Venus is within a few degrees, so I guess a few full moons of the sun, you're not going to be able to see it as well, because the sun will still enter your binoculars or telescope. So even though it might be safe, you're not going to see much. So it's probably best to only look at things that are in the opposite half of the sky to the sun.
Kirsten Goschalk, who we'll be returning to in just a moment.